Everyone, warmly welcome to the gospel meeting tonight. The meetings continue each evening this week, Monday and Tuesday at 8 p.m. There's no meeting on a Wednesday, and then starting on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday again at 8 p.m. And Sunday at the earlier time of 6:30. So thank you for coming. Do come back again. You'll be very welcome, and anyone you know that you want to bring, everyone is welcome at the tent. And we're not here to sign you up to a church or anything like that. We're just here to preach the gospel. And as we have been singing, you know, I was thinking as we were singing there, some night I'd like to go out and hear what the singing sounds like from outside. And how wonderful just to think of a few people in the corner of a field singing the love that Jesus had for me. And I'm sure it must bring God great pleasure to hear his Son being exalted and glorified. And if you don't know him, the purpose of these meetings is just that you might trust Jesus Christ as your Saviour and come into a personal relationship with him and know him as Saviour and Lord. And that is our earnest prayer. There's literature at the back if you want to speak to any of us. If you have any questions about anything we say that's not clear, do speak to us, and we'll be only too glad to speak to you as well after the meeting. So thank you for coming, and we're going to read from the Word of God, and then our brother Craig will take over the second half of the meeting. Now, the reading will be in John chapter 3, John's Gospel, and chapter number 3. Verse number 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we know that God will bless his word. And really this evening there are five words that are very much on my mind, so that will not be hard for you to remember. And it is the words of verse 7 spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. And I have three very simple thoughts on this verse, and I trust that even the youngest boys and girls might understand the truth of the gospel this evening. And it is this: ye must be born again. It is a must to be in heaven. A must to be in heaven. Then I want to think of this fact. Ye must be born again. And the miracle of a soul being saved. The miracle of being born again. And then, thirdly, I want to think of the moment a person is born again. Because the Lord Jesus Christ tells Nicodemus how to be born again. And he says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Now, when we speak about being born again, it means the exact same thing as having eternal life. That's why it's called being born again, because it is when a person who is a sinner receives eternal life. It is also the same as being saved. You might wonder at the different words that we use. Well, we use those words because the Bible uses them. When we're thinking of being saved, we're thinking of being rescued from the danger of perishing in our sins. When we think, for instance, of a Christian, we're thinking of one who is linked to Jesus Christ and no longer linked to Adam, a follower of Christ. But when we think of being born again, we're thinking of one who has received eternal life and they have been born into the family of God. But remember this, that you must be born again to be in heaven. That's what this religious man is learning, Nicodemus, as he comes to the Lord Jesus. He's heard of him. And he comes by night. Various reasons have been given as to why he came by night. We're not sure. But one thing is this, that he came because there was an attraction in this man. And we trust tonight that you will find an attraction in Jesus Christ and realize this, that to be in heaven, you must be born again through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone. And therefore, you might ask, well, why must I have this new birth, or what you call being born again to be in heaven? And the reason is simple. It is because as you're born into this world, you have been born a sinner. And therefore, in your sins, you're not fit for the presence of Holy God. And therefore, you need a change. And that change is what we read of in John 3. It is to be born again. And if you go through the Bible, you will discover, even in the Old Testament, that the psalmist, he wrote that we are conceived in sin. We are shapen in iniquity. And in sin did our mother conceive us. In other words, every person who is born into this world has been born with the problem of sin. And that problem of sin, it needs to be forgiven. It needs to be cleansed. It needs to be taken away if you're ever to be in heaven. So remember, no one is born a Christian. Now that is a big mistake that many people make. I speak to people regularly and they tell me, I'm a Christian. And you ask them the question, well, when did you become a Christian? When were you saved? And they say, well, I was born a Christian. It's always a solemn thing when you meet especially a person in advanced years and they are under the illusion that somehow they were born a Christian. The Bible tells us that every one of us were born sinners. And that means that we have fallen short of God's standard, the glory of God. And as we are, we need a change. We need new life. Because the Bible says our sins separate us from God. That means simply this, that we are helpless in our sinful state to do anything that can bring us back to God or can bring us close to God. And therefore, the Lord Jesus teaches Nicodemus, he says, except a man be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now that refers to every single person. The Lord Jesus is telling us this. There is no exceptions to the gospel. There is no exception to the rule. It is an absolute certainty, no matter who you are or where you are from. And that's why this afternoon I do not need to know your background. I don't need to know how much money is in your bank account. I don't need to know anything about your life, because I know from the Word of God that every single person must be born again if they're ever to be in heaven. Boys and girls, you must be born again to be in heaven. You know, you might look at me, it's a dangerous thing to guess anyone's age, isn't it? And usually I get it badly wrong. If I was to tell you this afternoon that I was 33, well, I would say some of you would take a second look. You would know just at a glance that I've left the 30s behind. But if I was to tell you that that's my spiritual age, you see, I have a second birthday. I'd tell you the date, March the 14th, 1992. You say, what was that all about? I was born again. If you got the second birthday, boys and girls, you need the second birthday if you're ever to be in heaven. Men, women, you need the second birthday to be in heaven. You say, I'm religious, so is Nicodemus. Jesus said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. I tell you, it's good to have it. You know, there's some people can't remember the date. That's fine. But I'm absolutely convinced of this on the authority of the Word of God. If you're born again, it had to happen at a point in time. That's the very reason that the Lord Jesus Christ uses this metaphor, this example of salvation. He says, just as you were born into this world, and you can go back to a time when you were born, listen, salvation's just as real when you're born again. Born again. Now you can go round it, you can go over it, you can go under it, but I'll bring you back to the words of the Lord Jesus every time. You must be born again. You need the second birthday. And if you don't have it, could I tell you, now listen, we're not here to talk down to you, we're here to help you. I want to tell you tonight, if you don't have it, you would be better being honest with God and acknowledge that you don't have it. But you know, you could have it today. This Sunday, here in June 2025, it could be the day that you go back to. Just on the corner of the field, I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I was born again. Your birthplace would be Bicester. My original birthplace was in Belfast, in Northern Ireland. You would know that by my accent. But my second birth, it took place just outside Londonderry. I was talking to a man in Ambrosden. He was from Londonderry. And he'd been there as a soldier. I said, I have a great love for that place. Well, he says, I don't have much of a love for it because I lived in it as a soldier. Well, I said, I have a love for it because that's where I was born again. I got saved. It doesn't matter where you get born again. The point is that you must be born again to be in heaven. You know, heaven will be a wonderful place because millions of people have come from many different places. But you know, they'll all be able to go back to a time when they were born again. And they all came to heaven the same way. How is it? Through the great miracle of faith in Jesus Christ. You know, I think every human birth is a miracle. I am convinced of that. There's something just miraculous when you get to see just that little heartbeat. I'll never forget it with our first child, going in and just seeing the little heartbeat on the scan. There's something miraculous about life. Why? Because it is a reminder of the wonder of God and His glory. It didn't all come through a big explosion. We're not just products of primeval soup and frog spawn. I tell you, there's nothing more miraculous than to just hold in your arms a newborn baby. Anybody who's a parent knows that. To look into its little face and to see all its features, all being formed in the womb. Oh, the miracle! But you know, it's equally miraculous when a sinner on the way to hell is stopped in their tracks and they realize this, that I'm a guilty sinner, but Jesus died for me. And they put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and in a moment of time, a change takes place. And they receive new life. And they are born again into the family of God. That's a miracle. Why? It's a miracle for this reason, that none of us have the power to perform it ourselves. It comes from God himself. The language here is that Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. And he's really telling Nicodemus that he must be born from above. In other words, salvation is a work of God. Now, you'll never get salvation through your own efforts. Yes, you must go in for it, and you must realize that you need it. But when it comes to the point of eternal life, the Bible tells me that it's a gift. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. And it's through Jesus Christ our Lord. In other words, if you want to be born again, it is only through Jesus Christ that you can obtain this eternal life. Now listen. The miracle, it happens because of what he did upon the cross. He makes that clear to Nicodemus. In other words, now listen to this, because this to me is miraculous, that we get life through someone's death. You say, how could it be? You see, because of our sin, sin entered into the world and death by sin. So everyone's dying because of sin. Now, if the problem of sin is going to be conquered, then God must deal with the problem of death. There must be someone that is able to defeat death if sin is going to be paid for. And so what did the Lord Jesus Christ do? He died for our sins. He voluntarily entered into death. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But we never leave Jesus Christ upon the cross. When we preach Jesus Christ, we tell you that he died, and on the third day he rose again, and that's why he can offer life. You could never get eternal life in a dead man. No, my friend, the wonder and the miracle is this, that we can have eternal life because there was one, the eternal Son of God, who died and who rose again the third day. And he says, I am he that liveth and became dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. And that's the one who offers to you eternal life and salvation. And when you receive it, you're born again. Because you're receiving new life. Just as when you were born physically, you received physical life. When you trust Jesus Christ, you're receiving eternal life. And that's the quality of life that you need to be in heaven. Because with eternal life comes the forgiveness of sins. With eternal life comes the indwelling Holy Spirit. With eternal life comes the promise of heaven. What a gift it is. I tell you, when you unpack the gift of eternal life, you'll never be disappointed. And that's why you must be born again. The must of being born again. The miracle of being born again. You receive eternal life. But then there's something else that happens. When a person is born again, they are born into the family of God. Not only do they get new life, you get a new family. What about that? You see, that's why I can pray to God my Father. Now you can't, we're not here to be critical. It's good to pray, but if you're praying to God as your Father and you've never been born again, you've no right really to do it. See, if you came to my house and I introduced you to my father, well, you would call him Mr. Black, or William is his name. You'd never call him Father. Why? You're not in my family. The moment you trust Jesus Christ, God says, come on in. You're in my family. Call me Father. I am your Father. Not wonderful? I never cease to be amazed why God would want a sinner like me in his family. You would only want someone in your family who's of good stock, wouldn't you? Someone who's of a good reputation. But you know, it reminds me of David and that man Mephibosheth, the house of Saul, showed him kindness. He was lame on both his feet. He says, bring him from Lodibar and he can have a seat at my table. You know, when he was sitting at David's table, you couldn't see the fact that he was lame on both his feet. He was just sat there like one of David's sons. So it is, God brings us into his family. New life, a new family, brothers and sisters. Maybe you're worried about your friends. If I get saved, what will they say? Maybe indeed somebody's worried about their family. Listen, God will give you a new family. A worldwide family. You know, I have people across the world that I've never seen. And if I landed at their door tonight, they'd give me a bed in their house. Why? Because we're brothers and sisters. Wonderful. It's a real thing. Salvation's real, you know. This is not just some pick-me-up. This is not just some new religion. Salvation is real. Why? Because you get real life. It's not just a clean-up job, dear friend. Salvation is not just cleaning up the person that you are. You can try and clean yourself up the rest of your life. It'll never take you to heaven. What you need is new life, not cleaning up your old life. That's why you need to be born again. The miracle of being born again. And the third thing is this. The miracle is that you're absolutely, eternally secure. See, some people have this notion, maybe there's someone in the meeting, and you worry, could you keep your salvation? Or would you lose your salvation? Now listen, think about the picture that the Lord Jesus Christ has given. When you were born into this world, I'm thinking of physical birth. Is it possible that you could be unborn? You say, don't be stupid. How could that be? It's an impossibility, yes. Let me tell you, when you're born again, it's impossible for you to be unborn. Once God gives you new life, it's eternal life. You have it forever. You can't be unborn. You can't lose it. He says, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. It's guaranteed in his grip. In other words, Christ does the saving and Christ does the keeping. Both those things. So you can't be lost because he saves you and he keeps you. Now it makes a change because the new life and the Holy Spirit will give you new desires, will give you new thoughts. But my friend, you're eternally secure. And so you say, I would like to be born again. Well, my friend, in a moment of time, the Lord Jesus taught Nicodemus, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, whosoever, that's everyone and anyone, because everybody must be born again. So thank God it's the whosoever that believeth on him, Jesus Christ. Boys and girls, you can be born again in a moment of time by putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever believeth on him should not perish. Will never be in hell, but will have. Oh, I love that word, have. Why do I like that word so much? Because it tells me I have it. You know, not only does God tell you how to be saved, he tells you how you'll know you'll be saved. How do I know that I'm born again? Because John 3 says, whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but H-A-V-E, have eternal life. And if God says it, I believe it. Do you? Oh, my friend, would you not take God at his word? I take him at his word indeed. Christ died for sinners, this I read, and in my heart I find a need of him to be my Savior. And that's why tonight, if you're born again, you can call God your Father. You can call Christ my Savior. Would you think about it tonight? Remember, as I close, the must of being born again, to be in heaven. The miracle of being born again, born into the family of God. And the moment of being born again, the moment you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved and for time and eternity. May God bless his word.